Welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman podcast. I am Dana Irvine, and I'm here to help you go from fed up to faith fueled. In our 10 week or so discussion, we have been talking about many different ways and aspects how menopause affects your life. Today, I just want to talk to you a little bit about how hormone changes affect menopause. What does that mean? The decrease of estrogen, the decrease of progesterone and testosterone can have a significant role and impact in your body. These changes can lead to a variety of different symptoms, including hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, and vaginal dryness, energy, brain fog. I can go on and on and on. These are some simple ways to step back and just assess how those can play a role in your life, but also some easy ways to connect with people and new questions to ask. So, managing the side effects of menopause for each woman is individual and very unique. Some may have hot flashes, some may have debilitating brain fog, some may have mood swings, hysteria, psychosis. I can go on, but there are some great ways to help alleviate these symptoms. And today we're just going to give a brief description of each of the ideas and help you manage these hormonal changes during perimenopause and postmenopause as well. All of these in the Wise Divine Woman membership coming in 2023-24 will be expanded upon, and we'll dig in deeper and see how that affects you. If you would like to book an appointment sometime to talk about your symptoms, I invite you to do so. It's free. And we can sit down together and see how I can come alongside of you and help you become the wise divine woman that you're called to be. So let's talk about hormone replacement. Last podcast, I was with Dr. David Rosenberg, and he is a hormone doctor in the States, and he does actually provide hormone therapy for a variety of different countries as well. If you're in Canada, you can always talk to your medical doctor, a naturopath, or a nurse practitioner to help you in understanding whether hormone replacement or bioidentical hormone replacement can be really beneficial to you. I think if you go back to that podcast, there is a book that we have linked for that, Dr. Rosenberg's book. And he is an advocate, huge advocate. And as the research is now surfacing, hormone replacement can be very beneficial, not detrimental, as we have previously thought. So, hormone replacement therapy, whether it's bioidentical hormone replacement, is a testing that you would monitor quarterly or how your doctor would seem in understanding how you're metabolizing the hormones that you're having. Taking these medications or these supplements or therapies containing estrogen, progesterone, possibly DHEA, even testosterone in some cases, can help replace the hormones that are declining during menopause. It can effectively reduce so many menopausal symptoms, such as hot flashes or vaginal dryness or muscle loss or brain fog, mood swings. It's important to consult and understand where your baseline is before you begin. There's also ways to take supplements like Estromen, Progestimen, Testo Boost, things like items like that, supplements like that, that can actually, or even homeopathics, that can help with herbs and minerals to boost the metabolism or the creation or the utilization of those hormones in the body. So those are just different ways. There are risks, but please do the research. Understand that the research has changed and hormone therapy can be a possible solution for you. Let's talk about lifestyle changes. Adopting a healthy lifestyle is something that we talk about often, and it is very beneficial for the prevention of disease in the body, but it is also very beneficial when it comes to helping alleviate menopausal symptoms. regular exercise, walking, swimming, rebounding, vibration plates are some great ideas. Also, weight training, because we have this tendency as we age to lose our bone mass, but also lose our muscle mass. So, some heavy weight training, some cardiovascular, and some light walking. Also, some yoga. Some yoga can also assist in helping you manage stress a little better, and also help you with that parasympathetic, sympathetic response that the body needs to get out of as well. Understanding a healthy diet. Now, there's many diets. There's you can do your blood type, you can do keto, you can do paleo, you can do vegetarian. All saying that, you still need to avoid food triggers like heavy caffeine use, alcohol use, smoking, and spicy foods may be a trigger, or the foods that you're sensitive to. Eating a well-balanced diet, rich in fruits and vegetables, all colors of the rainbow, and whole grains like lentils, beans can help, of course, provide fiber, and fresh, hormone-free meat, because as we age, we need protein. These are all very important to pay attention to and to incorporate a very balanced aspect. And less processed food or no processed food is the key to the game. It's a hard habit to get out of, even with breads. The processed grains aren't the same as they used to be. And if you're wishing to really step back, lose a bit of that weight that you've gained, and really start yourself off at a great foundation with food, remove all the processed foods. Milk and gluten are, of course, the highest triggers of them all. You just have to try your best. I think the biggest thing for me in the lifestyle changes that I talk about and that I incorporate myself is that five deep breaths before you eat. Why, you ask? Well, it pops you out of that sympathetic stress fight flight mode. It reminds our body to release digestive enzymes that I'm going to calm down for a second. I'm going to rest and I'm going to digest my food. Using simple things like bitters or digestive enzymes that contain hydrochloric acid are also beneficial because we lose the ability as we age to release the gastric acids and we diminish in hydrochloric acid as well. Hydrochloric acid is one of those great little unknown health benefits that has the possibility to stop H. pylori or keep it at bay, kill pathogens in the body, in the stomach is when we eat them, and helps us digest our food better. So that's a really great thing to research and see if that's a very beneficial aspect to you. Because when people are suffering from heartburn and from bloating and from indigestion, it might be that you're lacking the acid to digest your food properly. Okay. Let's talk about how we're going to cool ourselves down when we actually are experiencing these different hot flashes and night sweats. So for myself, I keep a fan blowing actually on my feet. I don't like it on my body. Something, a fresh air, keeping a window open, and wearing light clothing or no clothing to bed. Light sheets is also very helpful, but you can use the new cooling pillows, cooling mattresses, and items like that. I find it's really helpful that if you feel a hot flash come on, I tend to practice some alternate nostril breathing or some belly breathing to keep my nerves at bay, to allow the process to finish and to cool my nerves down. I find personally myself, and maybe you do too, that the hot flashes come on with red wine, come on with sugar, or in a stressful situation. Mine more so with a stressful situation. So again, I'll recognize that, I'll step back, and I will continue in the breathing techniques so that I can calm myself and allow the flash to finish. I'm fortunate enough to not have many hot flashes now, and also no night sweats. So I'm very blessed that way, but I know that there are many women who experience those things horrifically as well. That brings us right into stress reduction. So stress reduction is a big key when I'm looking at thermography, but also talking to women about their menopause symptoms. Understanding your triggers, understanding your lack of boundaries, understanding the stress that impacts your life is going to let you pull out the tools that you have in your tool belt to help you reduce stress. Activities such as yoga, meditation, prayer, deep breathing exercises, alternate nostril breathing, walking, and perhaps enjoying some new hobbies and or exercising can help alleviate a bit of that cortisol big flush that we get when we have these stressors that come on to apparent to us. A lot of the stress we can't get out of, but I know that you can manage them. I know that you can say, okay, I'm going to be okay. I can get through this. I am able, right? And we have the power, we have the understanding, and we have the grace to give ourselves so that we can manage and understand our stress much better. There are other different techniques that we can use to help alleviate these stress impacts or these menopausal symptoms. I have been using frequencies such as pulse electromagnetic therapies, using frequencies with my AO scan, using EFT, right? Emotion tapping sort of idea, or you can use even cognitive behavior therapies. Even talking to a therapist can help as well. These are really great psychosomatic ideas that you need to understand in the transition of life so that you can become a better person, that you understand the traumas in your past and how that plays a role moving forward. Understanding yourself, you're human. You've got this. And using these different types of therapies can help break the patterns that we've created for ourselves in our response to things. Let's take cognitive behavior therapy. It is to help manage mood swings, irritability, and other emotional responses that we have towards different activities in our lives or people in our lives. It focuses on changing negative patterns and developing coping strategies. EFT tapping techniques also tap into the different acupressure points in the body that help us break again this repetitive pattern that we have. So you can talk to me about finding one, reach out to someone who does EFT or cognitive behavior, or talk to me about the AO scan, where it also has the ability to send frequencies into the body. I think in the coming days, you'll see how frequencies like grounding or singing, different sounds, different frequencies that you have play a huge role in the health and to the change of the body in not being evasive to the body. So not using so much supplements, not using expensive therapies. I believe that's going to be the way of the future, is taking your health in your hands, like with the AO scan and or PMF therapy or EFTs or cognitive therapy, because we need to change the behavior and the response that we have during any season in our lives, during any transitional change in our own lives. And I believe that that is going to be the way we need to change and empower ourselves as women. So herbal remedies, again, is just this aspect of understanding how our bodies wants, needs, and desires are, and how we're going to supplement that with food first, stress management, and then herbs, supplements, homeopathics, tinctures, nutrients, and minerals. So when you're talking things for menopause, you're looking at black cohosh, you're looking at that soy, you're looking at phytoestrogens, you're also looking at how magnesium plays a role, how vitamin D plays a role, how even pomegranate, blueberries, all these great foods play a role in helping with menopausal symptoms. And again, sometimes black cohosh doesn't work, right? And we try these different aspects of, it's a trial and error. And I'd love to be able to talk to you more about that as well.